Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello and welcome. This is a brand new pod from myself, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
It's the Therapy Crouch mini pod. It's the Ask Us Anything edition. We've been inundated with requests to double up, double the fun. So we finally caved and we're going to bring it.
Yeah, welcome. You can't get enough of us. So we are here to provide that for you. This is Ask Us Anything. This is where you get the chance to ask us anything. That's exactly what it says on the tin. And loads of them have been would you rather or TikTok X, that kind of vibe. But ask us whatever you want and we'll be no holds barred once a week, right?
Yep, exactly.
No holds barred? Is that a golf reference?
No, it just means nothing's off limits, I think.
Yeah, if you want to have a chance to get involved, Twitter is at Therapy Crouch. Instagram is at Therapy Crouch Podcast. Email is therapycrouch@gmail.com. TikTok, just the Therapy Crouch. So if you want to get involved in this...
Ask us anything, but stop calling it. Get involved, because this new podcast is the Therapy Crouch. Ask us anything, not get involved.
Okay. Ask us anything.
And there will also be a voicemail feature if people want to get the voice heard on this podcast as
Which is absolutely epic, by the way, because when we do that on the Better Pod, and when the voice notes come through, it is amazing. We had an Ed Sheeran impersonator. Heard him?
No.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
I often get those voice notes of our listeners late at night or early morning, and it's people who are obviously out on the ale. And a lot of people like laughing their heads off with the hiccups, saying I'm not a fish.
And do you get a lot of those? Yeah. Do you?
And they're like, oh my God, it works. So like, we love you.
Oh, so that's great, that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I quite like this. You know, you get a lot more from a voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
You do.
But if you can't be asked as well, just email us.
The link to that voicemail feature will be on our Instagram and our Twitter. So, yeah, get involved. Ask us anything. All right, let's get into it.
This is the debut. First ever message, and it's from Rick from Liverpool.
Rick! All right, love.
Hey, Abby and Pete. Love the pod. Listen every week. My question is, if you could have 5 unlimited liquids come out of your fingers on one of your hands, what would they be?
Oh, I know. Water.
You got straight in. You didn't think that was a bizarre question. You just went straight in.
No, I'm quite liking it.
Okay, water. But
hyaluronic acid.
Tap water.
No, not tap water. Bottled.
Like Evian?
No, not Evian. I don't like Evian.
Hyland Spring.
Thick.
You'd have Highland Spring.
What's the first liquid you've gone for, by the way? Get that on the tap. Beer, whiskey, Jameson's. Water?
No, because I thought there would be no other liquid.
You need to stay alive, don't you?
I didn't think there was any other liquid available. They just came out your hands.
You got verse 2 was water,
yeah.
Bottled,
yeah.
And hydrochloric acid.
But you can't even drink.
You just point to my dry areas. Just
what does
flood
it do? Flood you with
goodness.
Hydration.
It's hydration.
Okay, water, hydrochloric acid. I can't wait to hear number 3.
Tan?
What?
We're on completely different wavelengths of feel.
Tan. Champagne. Oh, how many have we got? One left. Tequila.
Can you do in and out, do you reckon?
What do you mean?
In and out?
Because I'd have piss on one.
Like a little water gun.
Yeah, I'd just be like that. Fuck off. I'd be in the car. Services.
I would not have pissed.
Fuck services. Straight out the window.
I'd have lip gloss.
Like that. You wouldn't have to get.
I've actually have lip gloss. Imagine just go like that and lip gloss just came out your hand.
But there's so much you could do, actually, isn't there?
What would you do?
Well, I'd definitely have water. cold, ice cold water. Ice cold.
Stop biting your nails. I'm not having a drink.
Imagine you got one of them mixed up. Didn't you end up drinking piss?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, because I'd be like that. I'd be like that. Yeah. I'd be like, water, yeah. Piss.
What else did you have?
A little Guinness, maybe.
Oh, Guinness.
Pint of Guinness. Piss.
Yeah. Would you have like Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream?
I actually might, actually. That's a good one. I'd have primarily Marine Collagen or...
Pro Collagen Marine.
I don't know what it's called, but I like it.
Head and shoulders?
Yeah, I'd have water, Guinness. I'd have the urine tap. I'd have the boiling tap as well.
Hot, a boiled?
Yeah. So I'd have ice cold, and then I'd be like, I'd just permanently have tea bags in my pocket. and those little like...
Would you not just have tea?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, because I've got a small one.
Because I'm the middleman.
I can have tea, yeah.
Here comes Teabag Pete.
Teabag Pete?
Fucking teabags.
Teabag Pete.
Here's Cardi T.
Yeah.
Cardi T. You're amazing. Imagine like, if that one there, though, it was like an invincible finger, right? Yeah. So get hot tea out of it, but I could also stir. Yeah. So I'd have clean hands at all time because I'd have to water one, you know, and I'd have soap on me. So I'd clean it, but then I'd just go straight in, put the water, put the tea in.
I've just thought of
and
a great idea.
And stir it.
What about having the water one? Like a jet wash?
Like a bum gun?
Like super... like a bidet? A bidet on your finger?
Yeah.
Shabba. Shabbering myself all day. No, what about... You could have like the water one, like super, super fast speed power. Super like a jet wash. Power. So if I just like walked out to my garden and saw like a little muddy dog footprint on the on my pavement, which I hate.
Blast it.
I'd just blast it like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you have a web?
God, I didn't realise actually how handy this would be.
Oh, you're talking about
superpowers and all that. Invisible, you're joking. Check these bad boys out. Bang, bang, bang.
What would you have, Ross?
Well, I'd have sparkling water. I see you can get water from the tap,
can't
you?
Excuse me?
Sparkling water. I'd have an orange Luco.
You know what's area about sparkling water?
Orange Luco. I'd have an orange Luco. Oh, no, cherry Lucozade. I'd have Jameson's and Guinness. Cheap nights out.
Don't tell me you wouldn't take me off on the urine finger.
This is quite good. Yeah, I'd have a piss thumb as well. Yeah.
I think what is it with men good. And like the phobia of not being
be
able
so
to have
funny.
A wee?
Imagine the gags on your mate on letter. You
no, know? I think the urine would be amazing.
Pull my finger, just squirt with wee.
You'd just be like that, wouldn't you? Like, just if you had it on your thumb, you'd just be like...
Okay, moving on.
Great question. I know these are the things you didn't
I love
even realise.
That...
Yeah. Okay, hey guys. After Abby admitted she fudged up meeting Mick Hucknall from Simply Rouge the other week, I was wondering if you guys have ever had any other embarrassing encounters with other celebs you wanted to meet.
I can think of one straight away.
I think my embarrassing celeb encounter was when it was the Champions League final. We were in Paris. I'd been sitting in the courtyard all day drinking margaritas. And then Glenn Hoddle got in the lift and I decided to sing my own version of Liverpool songs to him.
Yeah, that's that. You still ask me about Glenn, don't you? And say, is he all right?
Yeah, because I love Glenn Hoddle.
Well, yeah, we all do. I mean, he's a great, lovely guy.
He's great. And I humiliated myself by singing
my own.
Do
you want me to sing... The yes. song Abba was singing.
Yes.
It's actually might not be familiar to a lot of Liverpool fans, but it was Liverpool, Liverpool, the greatest team. Woo, Liverpool. That was what you were singing to Glenn Hoddle.
Awful, awful behaviour. But that's why you don't drink, folks.
So, yeah, my one was embarrassing. It was in Ibiza, and I'd heard someone said Pete Tong would like to meet you, and he was DJing in this club. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Like, we've come here to see him.
You're a huge fan
fantastic.
Of Pete Tong.
Well, obviously, I know. I know what he looks like now. But at that time, I didn't actually know. It was a long time ago. And anyway, I'm walking past. A lot of people are going, Karachi, and shouting at me. I'm walking through like a busy, and I was like, oh.
Busy club.
On. You know, like.
The club.
And then there was someone grabbed me and I was like, get off, going to meet Pete Tong. And I said, get off, I'm going to meet Pete Tong. To Pete Tong. And then,
to be fair, you did have your beer goggles on as well.
Well, I was hammered as well. And it was a bit frosty after that.
I bet it was.
Yeah. To be honest,
I'm things went with Pete Tong.
Well, I'm in his home
environment.
It all went Pete Tong. Yeah. So Pete, if you're listening, I apologise for that. But it was obviously.
We tried to get Pete Tong on Crouchfest, didn't we?
Yeah. No, he's my mate anymore.
Yes. Yeah. It's easily done. Easily done.
Easily done. Yeah. But there's been, I reckon there's been quite a few of those over the years, haven't there?
Have you had any
embarrassing
celeb stories apart from?
So, hey.
Who?
No.
What?
Do you remember years ago?
Why is he being sheepish?
Do you remember years ago when you did Stick and Come Dancing?
Yeah.
And then it came to Liverpool, I think, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or Manchester or whatever. And then we went backstage, obviously, and I think Deborah, well, I know Deborah Meaden was on your year, wasn't she? And like, I was obviously starting.
Love Deborah.
So I was getting a slide video of Deborah Meaden, and she caught me from across the room, pointed at me, and everyone had on to her. She was like, stared at me, were pointing at me. I was about 12. And all you can hear on me in the video, I don't stop filming, is just going, I'm so sorry, Deborah. I'm sorry about this.
I'm sorry, Deborah,
but I'm still filming it. And then, it went viral among our friendship groups anyway.
Wow.
Sorry, Deborah.
I need to see that video.
We need to get that out. Yeah, but you must have been a child at that point. Yeah, that was 12 years ago.
Yeah, I was young.
Okay. Who would be your dream guests for the podcast? Are there any big names in the pipeline that you can tease us with? That's from James.
Who would be your dream guests?
The thing is, we do love having guests on, but I feel like a bit precious of our couch. Yeah. Of our crouch.
Looks like I've got your shoes on.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's like our thing, isn't it? But I'd love Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, really? Is that the dream?
Mm. Because I feel like that's us. In the future, they're so in love. They're both hot.
Yeah.
They love each other. They're funny.
And modest.
And modest. No, I'm joking. It's a bit of a kind of benchmark of relationship goals, couple goals.
They're not married, are they?
They're not married.
You've been together for all those years.
Maybe that's the secret. Yeah.
It is, probably.
All right, well, let's go.
What about
that.
You?
Who would I like to have on?
Bobby Charlton, Kenny Dalglish.
Bobby Charlton and Kenny Dalglish. Why do you think I've got such obsession Bobby Charlton and Kenny Dalglish?
I don't know.
I don't really know. I don't know. I'm not one of these people that's like obsessed with couples. I like people. I'm asked about couples.
Well, dream guests, they don't have to be a couple.
What, so like a man and a woman?
Or just a man or just a woman?
Just two people, Pete.
All right. Okay. I think Kenny Dalglish should be a good one.
See, I told you, I know you better than you know yourself. Kenny? Big Ken?
All right, let's move on. Would you consider ever taking the podcast on tour? It's mine and my hubby's favourite thing to do, and we think you two would be great on stage. Would you fancy that? Like, obviously, we did Crouch Fest for the Peter Crouch podcast. Love doing that.
Yeah, I think you've got to give the fans what they want.
Yeah, that's what we're doing with this one, isn't it?
Exactly. No, you know, we wouldn't be anything without our listeners. Mm. And, you know, it is something we get asked a lot. And you know what? It's a great night out. Like this like new thing of, you know, seeing the podcast live or, you know, it's good fun. It's just, you know, everyone knows I've got a phobia of leaving my house. And leave my kids.
Do you think you could do it, or would you be a bit nervous?
I am not a performer, unfortunately. Otherwise, I would have been a pop star. No, I'm joking. It does frighten me a bit.
Yeah.
But I think I have definitely gained more confidence after doing this podcast and chatting. But
do you genuinely think feel like it's helped doing this? Because there's a lot of love for it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of love for you. There is.
A lot of love.
No, you know, like that must make you feel good.
No, it's a nice thing, definitely. But I don't know. How do you feel?
I think it's just kind of fitting it in, isn't it? Really.
I'd be terrified in case no one turned up.
Well, there you go. Listen, if that's something that you would enjoy, let us know.
Yeah.
And then we'll see if we can make that happen.
Pete, do you think you could pull off a buzz cut. My girlfriend keeps pressuring me to get one, and I have said I will only do it if the big man does, Kev.
Right, Kev, I'm with you. We'll do it together. You've just got to tell me what a buzz cut is.
A buzz cut's a skinhead.
Well, like a full-on skinhead.
Yeah.
I couldn't have that, could
I? You just committed to the pizza.
I like hair. I like a lot of hair on... Like, our John wants to get one, but he doesn't realise he's got a skull like a Vinorama.
You know, with
a big bump all the way down the middle of it.
Oh, really? Like an avatar?
Like a little avatar brain.
But what... I would love to have skinhead because it's so easy, isn't it? But I know that you like hair. And I think, obviously, I don't look at me all the time. Like, I'll have kind of what hair you want.
What hair would you want me to have?
I like your hair.
Do you?
I like your new fringe. I've said that to you loads, haven't I?
It's because it covers half my face, I reckon. Okay.
Would you rather have loads of mediocre friends or one really loyal dog? Cameron.
Are we calling dog? Is that a human or an actual dog?
I think it's an actual dog, I think. Yeah. It's not...
like big
like a
dog?
Bitch, mate. No, like a dog.
It's not like a proper dog.
A loyal dog.
My dog.
All right, what up, dog?
What up, dog? Like Justin Timberlake from that film.
Yeah.
I was going, no, mate, you're on Mickey Mouse. I saw you on Mickey Mouse in Clubhouse.
He's not a dog, Justin Bieber, is he? Justin Timberlake.
No, he hasn't got...
He's not cool. He hasn't got the dog. He can't dog anyone off.
No, I don't think he could dog anyone.
I would rather have one loyal dog, as in dog.
Loads of mediocre friends or one really loyal dog?
Loyal dog.
Thing is, though, dogs only got a lifespan of, 10, 15 years? Then you're fucked after that, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Billy no mates.
Yeah, but
your
mediocre mates. It's no good,
isn't it? Wants a mediocre mate?
But who wants no mates once the dog dies?
I'd rather have no mates than mediocre.
It's better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all.
Yeah.
Ready, mate? What are your quotes there?
Yes, dog.
Yes, dog.
Yes, dog.
Right, you go.
Do you guys have any advice for picking baby names? Hell yeah.
Oh, this is
my favorite game in the world. Can be baby names, pet names, house names.
I can't do it anymore. Like, we've done it with dogs, cats, children. But like, you play it. You'll play it for a whole year if you could, couldn't you?
Yeah. I play it every day. Me and my wife are expecting in 3 months and we both hate the names the other one comes up with. Maybe you could give us some unbiased third-party suggestions. Classic, classic, classic.
What?
Go classic.
Tarquin.
Tarquin. No, Johnny, Jack, perfect names.
We went safe with them, didn't we?
They're not safe, they're great.
Well, I just think they're good.
You've never met a bad John.
No.
I've never met a bad John.
No.
I'm trying to think of one now.
And I've never met a bad Jack, apart from the Ripper.
Yeah.
The Ripper wasn't a stand-up
guy. He's a bit of a dick,
guy. Bit of a knob.
No, I'd say go classic.
I think about the name situation is that don't involve other people. Like, if you're naming babies, like, do it between yourselves. As soon as you start involving it, no one's going to like your name like you do.
Yeah.
Just do it.
But if you have a baby and call it Sophia, for example, everyone goes, oh, my God, that's the most beautiful name. But if you suggest
that... What do
you
think of it?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I don't like Sophia. Soph.
They'll always pick holes in it.
Did your opinions change once your babies were born? So, like, did you have a name in mind?
Yeah, well, Jack was called Teddy for, like, 3 weeks.
Oh.
And then we changed it.
We had Sophia was, like, she had a different name.
She didn't.
But, like, you know, in our heads, like, when they're in your belly, we had loads of different names, didn't we?
Sophia was going to be called Allegra. I wanted to call her Allegra, which I love. But Sophia, Pete didn't want to, you know, preempted that she was going to be super tall and didn't want her to be called Leggy, which I thought was a great name to be called Leggy.
Peggy.
That's a compliment. Leggy, isn't it? Allegra. You're not nicking it. What else did I like? Allegra.
Wow, we having another one?
I would love to have another one. If I had another baby and it was a girl, I'd call her Allegra or Misty.
Misty? That's a dog's name.
It's not.
It is. He's called Misty.
I love Misty. But saying that, the whole name thing, if I was married to, like, an Italian man, you know, I'd definitely...
Which you often dream about.
Yeah. An Italian Viking. I'd do the whole Lorenzo, Alejandro.
Alejandro,
Spanish though, isn't it? You know, if I had like Italian blood or Spanish blood, I would definitely do a traditional Spanish or Italian name. That's one thing I would have liked.
Can you not do that with two English people?
I think no.
The thing is, it's the spelling. Like a nice Spanish name, a girl's name's Jimena, but it's spelt with a J. So if I have the baby called Jimena, it should be called Jimena.
Yeah.
I suppose Alejandro, Alejandro, all that shit.
Mm. So let's give them three names.
Okay, I think you need to see the people though. You know what I mean? Like a Alejandro is not going to suit someone.
Like ginger, pure white.
Yeah, but you know, they might be a kind of...
like Oscar couldn't have a baby called Alejandro.
That's what I mean. You know, I think you need to...
Well, he said he's not given his name as it may impact the results.
Well, just give him three. Give him three boys' names.
I'd say Johnny, Jack, and Raph.
Raph.
I like Raph. I
give him three girls' names.
Allegra, Saskia, and Bella.
Lots of as in there.
Anything with an A on the end.
You like
it? Nice.
You like a vowel ending?
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
They're fine. Pete, have you ever, or would you ever learn a martial art? If so, which one would it be and would Abby let you? I wouldn't mind doing that, yeah.
Where you play golf, it looks like you play martial arts. Your golf swing's quite martial arty.
Hacking. I don't know. I think like karate. I can't think of anything else.
Karate.
Do you mean karate?
Is that what you say?
Karate?
The Karate Kid?
Karate.
Karate?
It's karate. Don't say karate.
Karate. Like that, isn't it? It's not
That was another bloody headline of me in the paper, wasn't it?
What?
I did a phone interview with a journalist and they said to me, how do you stay in shape? And I said Pilates and she thought I said karate. So they superimposed my face onto someone doing karate. I said, you know, if I said karate, because I'd say karate. Say karate.
Yeah,
I
but
said
like,
Pilates,
she's obviously
not
southern.
Karate.
Yeah, but what I think what you're saying is mad and you think what I'm saying is mad. Karate.
Karate.
Is that what you say?
I say karate. What do you say?
Karate.
Yeah, but you're all scouse, aren't
karate
you?
Karate kid.
I'm in the minority here.
Daniel.
Karate.
It's a good thing, you know, doing some form of exercise where you learn. Like we, you know, when we were in the Maldives, we loved doing our Zumba class, didn't we?
Yeah. You said you weren't going to tell anyone about that.
Karate Kid to Zumba Mumba.
We like Zumba.
He's asked me whether or not I want to do something like...
Boxing, you do boxing.
Arts. He's telling everyone I'm doing Zumba.
Boxing.
Yeah, I do boxing every now and then, yeah. Quite like. I like the enjoyment of it. But like, no, I think I would do karate if I was...
The enjoyment of it. I like boxing every now and then. The enjoyment of it.
I'm not going to fight anyone. I'm doing it for the.
I think you should do a charity match.
You know what? I went to Japan once, and went up in this mad place where they were doing all these martial arts, and there's something really kind of like
therapeutic.
Yeah, and it looks amazing. It's quite relaxing. It's like the way they were doing it. I'd like to do it, but I never will, unfortunately.
You should. Tai Chi.
Yeah.
I love anything like that.
Oh, it's really interesting.
Tai Chi, Wim Hof. Anything relaxing, whether it's a breathing technique, a yoga.
Anything with three letters in it twice.
Who do you think your guys' biggest inspirations are? Please don't say something soppy like each other. Fran.
My inspirations are all footballers. Well, they were when I was growing up and they... probably are now.
My kids are my inspiration at the moment.
Yeah, you just said don't say anything soppy.
They make you want to be a better person. They make you want to... They make you want... I want them to be proud of me. So they make you want to do good and be a better person. And
mm-hmm. Okay, that was soppy.
That and Madonna.
Okay, right, that's better. That and Madonna. All right, question from a Dutch listener. Any more book recommendations after Loyalty from Martina Cole? That was good, wasn't it?
Harrowing. Okay, I read a book recently, The Girls Who Disappeared by Claire Douglas. That was quite good. It was very good, in fact. Mm. And I've also read, I'm not normally into self-help books at all. Mm. Maybe I should be. But I read Manifest by Roxy.
Oh, and people talk about that book, yeah.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it. I think it was good to...
Help in any way?
Yeah, it definitely did. It's definitely inspiring, and you know, it can change your mindset and your thought process into, you know, being in a better place mentally. It definitely worked for me.
Well, I read one recently, which was probably all of those things. Really, it inspired me, entertained me, made me laugh out loud at times. I had a tear in my eye at times. I Remember My Name by Abby Clancy.
I saw that Gordon Malloway.
I feel like this is one of them campaigns, like get it to the top of the charts or something, and it's making me die. Look, I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of it.
We should start reading that out on this mini pod, a little chapter a week.
I want to read the Matthew McConaughey book that my brother got me, but I want to listen to an audiobook because he's literally...
All right.
He's literally got my favourite accent on it.
You don't like this one, darling? Karate?
If we go into it, we'll fun.
I'm going to fucking retire from this podcast. You carry on hammering me.
I'm not hammering you.
Getting very self-conscious.
I'm not hammering you at all. I'm just saying...
Well, what was that you just did?
You did it, so I copied you. Besides each other, who would you like to be stuck in a lift with?
I know I'm claustrophobic and you'd be panicking.
It'd have to be some kind of doctor or a
very
mechanic.
Calming voice.
Yeah, a mechanic, yeah. Yeah.
An engineer.
Well, a lift engineer.
Yeah.
I'd like to be stuck in, a doctor.
I don't think anyone's ever said that. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? A lift engineer, 100%. Someone from Schindler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyone from Schindler?
Perfect.
Great shout. I would have said Billy Connolly, but fair enough.
Who would you say?
Billy Connolly? Yeah. He's a ladies. Hero.
Is he your idol?
I'd say so.
No way.
Can't you tell?
I think it's something about the Scottish accent though, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, do you know what? That's a lot of fun, that.
I enjoyed that.
Mm.
Very fun. The five-finger thing.
That is good. The five thing is not like little questions like that. You don't realise kind of how much you get out of them.
Do you know what? It's a good conversation starter, isn't it?
Yeah, that's brilliant. Listen, and if you enjoyed it, then we'll keep it coming. If you didn't, we won't.
Simple as that. Bon voyage.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.